Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 7th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow went up 85 points today, 0.7%. It closed above 12,000 again. But there were many peaks and valleys today. Things shifted amid evolving views on the European financial crisis. Amgen shares went up 5.9% today. The biotech company said it's buying back a pile of its stock. S&P 500 up 7 points, 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 9 points, about 0.3%. The teachable moment as we watch the market today is about financial contagion. Italian government bonds had to offer very high interest rates today, 6.65%, in order to attract buyers. Why? Because Italy may be catching a case of the Greek financial pox, growing worry that its government spends too much to pay back its debt. Some experts say Italian bonds are a better guide to the mood of the markets than the Dow today. Well, know this about Italy. It is no Greece. It's way bigger. Greece accounts for less than 2% of the economy of the European Union. Italy is more than 12%. Domenico Lombardi, a senior fellow at Brookings, says Italy's debts are huge and that saving it would be beyond the resources of the current European Rescue Fund or the International Monetary Fund if it ever came to that.
The financial capability of the International Monetary Fund as well as of the European Rescue Fund will simply be too limited in order to finance the debt rollover needs of the country should the country be cut off from the market. And this is why European leaders' financial markets are deeply scared about a possible fallout of the country.
In Greece, a former central banker is likely to become the next prime minister there. Lombardi says a similar technocrat might be on the way for Italy. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, controversial and flamboyant in the extreme, is fighting for his political life today, with critics saying he lacks the credibility to do the tough work to fix Italy's economy.
Clearly, at this stage, Italy has to inspire the confidence of the international financial markets and the international partners. And this is why someone who enjoys the highest respect is, of course, needed to take the helm of a new government.
Domenico Lombardi at the Brookings Institution. Also today, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission said changes could be on the way for money market funds after some ran into trouble during the last financial crisis. The industry opposes the idea of forcing money market funds to display values that would go up or down each day, saying it might scare people to put their money into riskier investments. And a correction. Last time on the index, I said a guy out of work for over a year did not count in the main monthly U.S. unemployment figure. Wrong. In fact, the man I spoke with would count because he was still actively looking for work. Checking the Marketplace Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The pulse down today. Wealth has dropped 68% over a 25-year period for younger American households. That is where the head of household is under 35 years old. Using census numbers, the Pew Research Center also found that the wealth of households headed by older people, 65 and up, went dramatically the other way, rising 42%. Over that quarter century. The reason? Housing values. The older folks bought earlier and saw their real estate rise. Younger families bought high and saw the home values go down. You can see more about this by going to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.